Welcome to Prep Ball Review. I'm your host, Nathan Smith. Today, we're going to be reviewing some of the results of the regional finals from last week. We're going to talk about Mr. Basketball, which was awarded today to Deonte Davis, pretty handily, actually, in the voting process. And then we're going to be previewing the upcoming Class B and Class A quarterfinals that are going to be taking place tomorrow. Now we're going to pass it over to Steven, who was actually in attendance at the Clarkston versus Macomb Dakota game and can give some insight onto that and shed light on Foster Lawyer's incredible performance, dropping 35 points. Steven, you want to elaborate on that?
Well, obviously, you said Foster Lawyer, 35 points. He was phenomenal. He hit, I believe, 8 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. So that was very impressive to me as a freshman stepping up in a situation like that.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But overall with Clarkson, I was impressed how they handled, you know, Macomb Dakota was more athletic. They had 6'4", 6'6", another 6'6", off the bench in the front line.
Quick guards.
Yeah, Jermaine Jackson's one of the best sophomore point guards in the state / Midwest. So I was very impressed how they handled it.
Also, you can't forget about Alex Hagel. There was a lot of talent on that Macomb.
Yeah, they're very talented. That would have been just a fine team, and it's Clarkson heading into the quarterfinals.
Arrington Blackman here. Steven, you got to get a close look at Lawyer. How do you think his play is going to play off as, you know, the playoffs continue? How do you think he's going to handle these challenges? Step up for Clarkson.
Well, Arrington, I was very impressed with the Lawyer, his poise in the fourth quarter there. He hit 8 of 10 free throws to kind of ice the game away when Dakota was trying to sustain a comeback. But he's very good, a three-point shooter, you know.
Yeah.
He can create for himself.
And smooth, too.
Yes, very smooth.
All right, so for Clarkson, I've seen them. I've seen videos, and they're known as a team with a lot of chemistry and can shoot. How do you think good athletic defense will match up against that?
Well, you obviously have to close out on their shooters. I mean, from seeing them play, I think they have three reliable three-point shooters on the court at each time. So you definitely have to use your length to your advantage on them.
Okay, at this point in the show, we're going to get Christian and Randy's input about the UAD versus North Farmington game from last week. Christian, you want to start?
Yeah, I think it was a very good game by UAD. Their defense really just stifled North Farmington. North Farmington couldn't really get anything going besides one major run they had to cut the lead down to 2 when UAD was up about 16-6, and North Farmington cut it down to 16-14. But besides that, UAD really just controlled the game with their strong defense, and their defense really led the offense. They didn't really have to do much on offense. Yeah, North Farmington made them work a little bit, you know, with the zone. On the zone offense, but UD really just controlled the game start to finish. I was very impressed.
Yeah, totally agree there.
Randy? Yeah, always about the defense. They really frustrated North Farmington, especially right off the third quarter. It was only 2 minutes in, and they were already frustrated, but I feel like it was more of an offensive presence in regards to attacking. Gary Collins finished the day off with 2 dunks. Gregory Eagle Bolding had about 4 dunks, and it was just a real physical display, and it really frustrated the North Farmington team. And that's how I really felt how they pulled away with it.
Yeah, I heard about some very highlight plays going on in
yes,
that game.
Yes,
those guys are coming together. I think if they play with that highlight material offense that they possess, they can get the crowd behind them. I think they have no chance of losing.
Yeah, because the defense will naturally come after that because the momentum is flowing.
Yeah, so. I think Donnelly has built a defensive team, if anything, at the end of the day. Yes. And I think their offense will naturally flow in throughout the playoffs. Steven?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I was just curious how UD handled the shutdown North Farmington's dynamic duo of Jerome Ryder and Anthony Casalvo.
Just defense, Gregory Iwebo, D, and Ike Eke, they just locked him down totally.
Yeah.
I don't think he scored double digits in points.
Yeah, I think he had like 7.
Yeah, seven or 8, yeah. They really limited his shot opportunities. When he got the ball and he tried to drive on him, they were there. They were there to stop him from there. Cut off the baseline when he tried to go baseline. He really couldn't make any shots. He didn't attempt many threes, if any, I don't believe. They were just really being physical with him. And when you have a player like that that's so dominant, you have to be physical with him, and you have to take away what he likes to do.
I think with the bigs, I think they're learning as the playoff progresses. I think this team is getting better as the more challenges they face. And they realize that if they lose, there's no more season. It's over. So Greg and Eke, I think they're stepping up against the bigs because I think Jerome was supposed to, he was expected to have a big game and probably lead this North Farmington team to a victory. But unfortunately, like you said, that offense was stifled. So with those two learning how to play and, the defense becoming cohesive and coming together, I think they're doing a really good job there.
Randy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree. And with, in regards to Kasawa, Obanai, Duru, he really shut him down.
Did he?
Yes, the crowd was getting after it. I was even getting after it. It was just a real intense game.
You know, those playoff games do get very intense. And then the atmosphere there is just great.
Now we're going to segue into our discussion about Mr. Basketball. Earlier in the afternoon, Deontay Davis was named 2015's Mr. Basketball for the state of Michigan. Won it pretty deservingly, in my opinion. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Do you think that it was pretty deservingly won? Or
yeah, I think it was definitely. I think it was definitely won. He's a McDonald's All-American. He'll be playing the Jordan Brand game for high schools this year. And he's really led this Muskegon team. He's been dominant ever since he was a freshman. He's obviously going to Michigan State next year. He led his team to a state championship last year. It's just been a really just a dominant season from Deontay. I didn't really nobody's really competed with him this season. He'll have a tough matchup against Trevor Manuel from Lansing Everett. But besides that, I mean, out of the senior class, just talking to all the senior class, he really deserved it. No one else really came close. You can make an argument for Eric Davis or Josh Davis, but in the end, I think Deontay Davis deservedly won it.
Well, Aaron's back in here. I think he deservedly won it because he's proved himself throughout his high school career. As a senior, of course, you would judge him based on his performance. But his performance has been, if not the same, better. So, you know, throughout his high school career, he's progressed and led numerous times. And he's got his team now in the playoffs deep. So I hope he pulls it out and, tries to compete this year for a big ring. Steven, what are your thoughts?
Just on a quick note, Arrington, I think this last year Deshaun Farrell from Muskegon won it too, so this makes it two straight Muskegon Big Reds to win a Mr. Basketball. I think this shows that like voters aren't just gonna vote for players from Flint, Saginaw, Detroit, East Side teams. I think the West Side of the state is just getting stronger, and I think Muskegon's paying dividends right now.
All right, in Class B, we got Milan taking Otsego. Otsego led by Seth Dugan, Western Michigan commit.
Mm-hmm.
We got Detroit Henry Ford taking on
New Haven
here, led by the two 6'10 guys, Innocence.
Nuoko.
I'm still struggling to pronounce your name, but he's definitely a big talent down in the post. Then we got Godwin Heights versus Spring Lake.
Yeah, Spring Lake.
Cadillac versus Gerber. And that wraps it up in Class B. Class A, we got Lansing Everett, led by Trevor Manuel, Oregon commit, taking on Muskegon. That's my matchup down. I've got an X next to it. I mean, that's going to be a classic. Then we have Wallach Central against Saginaw Arthur Hill, UD Jesuit against Clarkston, and finally with the nightcap at Callahan, Ypsilanti Community against Detroit Western.
I think those two games, University and Clarkston, University of Detroit Jesuit versus Clarkston and then the Western game after. I think it's going to fill up at Callahan. I think a lot of people are going to be in attendance and it's going to be a hype crowd. Unfortunately, the U of D Clarkston game, Clarkston has a lot of hype behind their name. You know, their undefeated record, but U of D also has a lot of talent. I don't know if this is going to be a test for U of D because they have beat good teams, but Clarkston is undefeated and they got the freshmen, so. It's a lot going on for them. Randy?
If anything, in regards to it being a test, if anything, it's going to be a mental test.
Yeah.
To see if they could continue to stay at this high intensity.
And it's going to be a mental test for Clarkson as well. They've been undefeated.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay motivated when you're undefeated. It's hard.
I know. You often sleep. You often sleep on a competition, but they cannot sleep on U of D Jesuit. Not at this point. I feel as if this point late in the season that they're really trying to return to the bridge.
Chris, what are your thoughts on the U of D game?
Definitely. I think it's going to be a very good game, Foster Lloyd versus Cassius Winston. But I think the X factors in this game will be how Gregory Igwe-Bode and Ike play. If they play like they've been playing the last few games, the DUD will definitely take this one on top. But it'll be a close game because although Clarkson is undefeated, you're not undefeated for no reason. People can say you don't play anybody, but, I mean, you're undefeated, and you're undefeated for a reason. So, definitely. And I think Western is just going to handle Ypsilanti Community easy. Ypsilanti got a big upset win over Romulus, but I just think that Western will be too much. And as far as the other two games in Class A, it's Arthur Hill. I don't even think the game against Wall Lake Central will be a contest. That's just my opinion. And the game of Deontay Davis, well, I say Muskegon versus Lance Everett, Deontay Davis versus Trevor Manning is a big matchup in that one. That's what that game is going to come down to. Both of them are just going to, it's just going to be those two going at each other, and whoever wins that matchup will win that game.
Steven, what are your thoughts?
You know, I'm going to go to Class B, New Haven versus Deshaun Henry Ford. That's my interesting matchup of the day. New Haven, they're one of the tallest teams in the state, 6'4", 6'6", 6'10", 6'10", as you alluded to earlier. And for Henry Ford, you know, they have Josh Davis, who's, I think, most of the time is their tallest player at 6'4". You know, but he's not a big guy. He's more of a perimeter three-point shooter. So that's going to be interesting to me in the Henry Ford-New Haven game. New Haven, again, undefeated like Clarkson, so you're not undefeated for a reason.
Yeah, with these undefeated teams, I think you can compare them to Kentucky if you wanted to, in a sense. You know, Kentucky is projected to win it all. So,
yeah.
In the end, you could project Clarkson to win it all if you really wanted to.
Hypothetically.
Or Western undefeated.
But, Nate, wrap it up for us, man.
All right, thank you guys for joining us on our show today. For full coverage and more picks for the upcoming quarterfinal games tomorrow, you can check us out on Twitter at Prep Ball Report. And thanks.